Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have an amazing story of the Baal Shem Tov about simple Jewish people who say Tehillim with all their heart, to say the Psalms with all their heart. It's a very, very old minhag dating back to ancient times to say extra Tehillim during the month of Elul and to spend more time davening and so forth, and of course, doing tshuva. The Baal Shem Tov loved his fellow Jews. He loved all of his fellow Jews. They could be simple people. They could be scholars. They could be businessmen. The Baal Shem Tov loved every single Jew with all of his heart. And therefore, it's not surprising that Jewish people came to the Baal Shem Tov. After all, if somebody shows you love, you want to show love back to them. And among the Baal Shem Tov's students were some very, very great Torah scholars. And to these students, the Baal Shem Tov taught the deepest secrets of the Torah. To others who were not able to learn these deep secrets, the Baal Shem Tov would sing with them and tell stories. And they would ask for his advice about different things or his brachas. They would be inspired by the nigunim, by the singing, or just being around him and watching him and being in the same place where he's davening and so forth. Now, many of these simple people who didn't really know how to learn Torah felt very bad about it. The Baal Shem Tov assured them it wasn't their fault. In all the cases, they were people that were probably poor growing up. They didn't have the opportunity and so forth. But the Baal Shem Tov said that the specialty of people like you is your great sincerity. That when you do a mitzvah, it's really an expression of your love for Hashem. And when you daven, it's sincere and very deep expressions of how you feel about Hashem. And the same thing when you give some tzedakah, you say Tehillim. And in this way, they don't have to feel inferior to others, even though, of course, they should try to learn more Torah. But in the meantime, they should feel good about themselves as Jews. And to show that he really meant it, the Baal Shem Tov was especially friendly to the very simple people. He would give them honey cake from his own plate, serving plate, and so forth. And they really felt special around the Baal Shem Tov. But Talmidei Chachamim often were mystified. Why did the Baal Shem Tov think it was so precious to spend time and effort with these simple people? They barely understood even the meanings of the prayers that they said, or maybe they didn't even understand that, or maybe they could barely even read. Baal Shem Tov told them, no. He said, these simple people, although they may not learn much Torah, but they're very sincere, and they really have a tremendously deep love for Hashem. And sometime I will show you. Okay. So it happened on every Shabbos that after Mincha, the Baal Shem Tov would sit with his great students and they would learn secrets of the Torah. And at this time, the simple people who didn't understand would go into the next room and they would say Tehillim. So during this time, Baal Shem Tov, one Shabbos, closed his eyes and became very deeply involved in his thoughts. He was concentrating very heavily. In fact, there was sweat coming down on his forehead, and all the students could see that something very special was happening. Suddenly, the Baal Shem Tov came out of his meditation with a very big smile and a very happy face. The Baal Shem Tov turned to his students, and he said, put your right hand on the shoulder of the Talmud next to you. So they all connected. They all put their right hand on the shoulder of the one next to them. And then the Baal Shem Tov told them that they should sing a certain very deep nigun. And he said, sing with all your heart, like you've never sung before. And they sang and they sang. And their neshamas went up higher and higher. When they finished singing, the Baal Shem Tov then put his right hand on the student next to him. on his right side, and his left hand on the student's shoulder next to him on the left side. And now there was a complete circle. They were all connected together. "Now close your eyes and concentrate," the Baal Shem Tov said. Soon they heard many wonderful, melodious voices singing psalms so sweetly and so beautifully. They were all expressing very beautiful emotions, love for Hashem, or begging Hashem to help them in something, or expressing their faith in Hashem. They could hear the words of the Tehillim, and in between some of the Pesukim, they would hear words like, "Ribbono shel Olam," Master of the World, or "Zis Tate," my sweet father, or "Mein Tat in Himmel," my father in heaven, and such words. They were spellbound. Everybody was amazed by the voices that they heard and the feelings that they could hear expressed all of a sudden, as they were actually crying from all the emotion. And it was such a special kind of a joy. The singing stopped because the Baal Shem Tov had suddenly taken his arms off of the shoulders of the students next to him. And so the chain was broken. And in fact, it was just in time, because the students, the neshamas, were going up so high that there was actually a danger that they might leave their bodies entirely. Then the Baal Shem Tov said, "Those tillin that you heard being said, with all those expressions, with all that feeling, so beautiful, so heavenly, they were actually the tillim that the simple Jews in the next room are saying. But it's the way they are heard by the malachim in heaven, by the angels in heaven. That's what it sounds like. That's how the tillim sound in Shemayim. And that's how it sounds, so to speak, to Hashem. And so we see that we can never judge another Jewish person, or really anybody, from the outside, especially when it comes to learning of Torah. Of course, it's very important to learn as much Torah as we can. But if a person does not have a lot of learning of Torah for whatever reason, that doesn't mean that they don't have wonderful, wonderful qualities. And in many ways, they may be actually on a higher level than even a Talmud Chacham in certain areas, sincerity and so forth. It could be. And each Jew is really a great treasure. But in every Jew are wonderful spiritual treasures of love of Hashem and awe for Hashem, Avos Yisrael and so forth. It may have to be uncovered. We may have to teach our fellow Jew to understand how to uncover these inner treasures. But that is certainly what we are working on among our own learning and our own Torah mitzvahs, to help our fellow Jew to discover their inner treasures. And this will certainly bring Mashiach quicker. May it happen immediately. Good Chodesh, good Chodesh. Or if you're hearing this for the first time after Rosh Chodesh, then have a wonderful week, a wonderful month, and a wonderful year. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.